As we were eating the Shabbos meal this past Shabbos, somebody knocked on the door, and he said that, unfortunately, on Friday night, he wasn't feeling well, and he went to sleep after he davened Ma'ariv. And he had all intentions to wake up and to come join his family for the Shabbos meal, but that didn't end up happening. He really didn't feel well. Shabbos day, he went to shul, and then he realized, what do I do about Kiddush? I haven't yet recited Kiddush, and I missed the entire Friday night. So he came to my house, and he asked me, what is he supposed to do now when he's about to go sit down? Should he make the Friday night Kiddush? Should he make the Shabbos day Kiddush? And I thought it was an interesting question, and a part of me felt, well, you know, after all, he did say Mekadesh HaShabbos in his davening Friday night and Mekadesh HaShabbos in his davening Shabbos morning, so why would there be a reason for him to go once again and recite Kiddush Friday night, which is also that Nusach of Mekadesh HaShabbos? So I had the opportunity to look into a question that I never thought of or looked into before. And lo and behold, like everything else, this was actually a passage in the Shulchan Aruch itself, where it's supposed to be in Hilchos Kiddush, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. The Rama himself discusses this case, and he tells us exactly what to do. So let me try to explain what exactly is behind this question. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Aleph, we have a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. We have a mitzvah midaraisa to say Kiddush every Shabbos bidvarim, says the Rambam. Shanemar, because the Pasuk says, Zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho. Kilomar, what does it mean, Zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho? It means, Zachreyu zechira shvach v'kiddush. We have an obligation every week to highlight the uniqueness of Shabbos and to say what is special to us about Shabbos. And therefore the Rambam says, the way to do that is by reciting the words that we do. Where does the cup of wine come from? So that, the Gemara says, is only midrabanan. But the institution of Kiddush itself is certainly midaraisa. It's certainly something that has its roots in the Chumash itself. So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, says what happens if you have the problem that we had this past Shabbos. Boi minei ravina mi Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mi shelo kiddush b'erev Shabbos. What if you have somebody who, for whatever reason, was not able to recite Kiddush on Friday night? Mahu sheyikadesh v'holech kol hayom kulo. Am I allowed to make Kiddush on Shabbos day? Basically, this is the question the Gemara has. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin, Amar Rava, the halacha is someone who is low kiddush be'erev Shabbos, mekadesh veholech kol hayom kulo ad matzoi Shabbos. You're allowed to make kiddush for the entire duration of Shabbos until Shabbos is then over. There's a fascinating shaila that is discussed by the Aderes. The Aderes was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, and he wants to know what is the halacha if somebody finds themselves in a situation where they already heard Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon. Now you'll ask, how can somebody hear Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon? So in certain extenuating cases, the Shulchan Aruch does speak about a person who's allowed to make Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha. So writes the Aderes, he had a suffix. I don't know why he was thinking about this, but he says, if you have somebody who heard Kiddush, who heard Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon, and then they realize, I haven't yet heard Kiddush. So what do I do now? I have a mitzvah midarais of Zachar Siyama Shabbos Lekadsho, but I didn't yet hear Kiddush, and now I already heard Avdela, so Shabbos is in some way already over, even though it's still light outside. So what am I supposed to do? So the Aderes discusses this issue, and he says that he wasn't sure about it, and then he says, well, maybe there's room to argue that once I say Avdela, and I highlight the uniqueness and the significance of Shabbos by saying HaMavdil, Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim, I highlight the fact that Shabbos is different. Maybe that is already a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush, because I have highlighted the significance and the uniqueness of Shabbos, and therefore once I say Havdalah, maybe I no longer have an obligation to say Kiddush. Interesting. Shaila probably never comes up. I should hope it doesn't come up, but it's an interesting question that he discusses. And really it comes from this Gemara, where the Gemara says, if somebody has not yet heard Kiddush Friday night, they have the entire duration of Shabbos to recite it. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes of Hilchos Shabbos quotes this halacha from the Gemara, and he says that you have every right and every obligation to recite Kiddush on Shabbos day if you did not yet say it on Friday night. And the Rama quotes this halacha from the Rambam, from the Gemara, and he says you should say the Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day. Obviously, he says, leaving out Vayichulu Hashemayim V'Haaretz, because that is only relevant on Friday night. That is when God finished creating the world. But the paragraph about Mekadesh HaShabbos, about the uniqueness and the significance of Shabbos, that says the Ramah and Hilchos Kiddush, that is what is supposed to be recited should one have an experience where they do not say Kiddush on Friday night. Now, what's interesting is that there is a discussion between the Rishonim based on the way the Rambam formulates the halacha, What will be the din if somebody bemazed doesn't say Kiddush on Friday night? What if I say, you know, I'm just not in the mood. I'm not interested in saying Kiddush, not because I'm sick, not because I don't have wine, not because I don't have a way to make Kiddush, I don't know the words, or I don't have somebody to say it for me, but rather because I simply bemazed decide that I'm not going to recite the Kiddush. Do I have a makeup on Shabbos morning, or perhaps not? I become a Baal Tshuva Shabbos morning, and I realize how silly I was Friday night. Why wasn't I saying Kiddush? Do I have a right to make up the Kiddush on Shabbos day in that case? Or do we say you only have the makeup when you have a situation where a person was an ones or a shogeg? Somebody was sick, somebody had something wrong, extenuating circumstances, they weren't able to recite it. Is that something that would make a difference? So the Rambam here writes as follows. Ikar HaKiddush Balayla. Says the Rambam, obviously Kiddush is supposed to be recited on Friday night on the onset of Shabbos. Im lo Kiddush Balayla. What if a person, for whatever reason, does not say Kiddush at night? The Rambam here says the important words, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'mezid. Whether you intentionally didn't say Kiddush, or you, for whatever reason, had some accident on Friday night and were not able to say Kiddush, in either case, says the Rambam, you should recite the Kiddush the next day. And the Beis Yosef quotes from other Rishonim that this is not so simple. The Beis Yosef and the Torah quote from Rabbi Amram Gon, where they say, no, the only time you have an opportunity for a makeup Kiddush, Shabbos day, is if you had a shogeg or an ones on Friday night. However, if a person was mazed on Friday night, you were lazy and you weren't in the mood and you decided on your own you're not going to say Kiddush because you just weren't interested in doing a mitzvah, in such a case, it's too late. You missed your opportunity and there is no way to make that up. Where does he draw such a conclusion from? So the Rabbeinu Amram Gon says this is similar to the halacha by tefillah. We've all heard of the halacha of tashlumin. We know if a person misses a tefillah, I had a surgery, and I wasn't able to daven for whatever reason, I wasn't awake, I slept through it. So in a case like that, we assume you have a makeup, you have a tashlumin. In the next man tefillah, let's say I miss mincha, so when it comes time for Ma'ariv, I'm able to daven two Shmona Esrays for Ma'ariv, one will work for Ma'ariv, and one will go retroactively for mincha. That is what we refer to as a tefillah's tashlumin. However, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly in Ilchos Tefillah, that if a person decides to be amazed, if a person says, I don't want to daven because I'm not in the mood, and I don't want to do the mitzvah of tefillah, and then later on they realize, why did I decide to skip mincha? What was the point of that? So in a case like that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Kuf Ches and Ilchos Tefillah, that you do not have the opportunity to make it up. The only time tefillah's tashlumen is an option is where a person is a shogeg or an ones, something happens, extenuating circumstances, wasn't able to daven. But if a person bemazed chooses intentionally not to daven, then we say they have no way of making that up. And therefore, writes Rabbeinu Amram, this should be the very same. When a person decides on Shabbos, on Friday night, I am not interested in saying Kiddush, I don't want to be involved in this mitzvah, don't bother me. And then Shabbos day they wake up and they say, why did I do that? Says Rabbi Amram, if you were amazed, the same way we have the halacha by tefillah, that somebody who skips a tefillah b'mezid does not have a makeup date, so too somebody who skips Kiddush does not have a makeup. So how did the Rambam disagree with that? The Rambam agrees that by ilchus tefillah, if you do b'mezid, you skip a tefillah, you cannot make it up. So how does the Rambam say here that you have a makeup on Shabbos morning if you chose intentionally to skip davening, to skip Kiddush on Friday night? Explains the Bach. The Bach is one of the foremost commentators on the tour. And the Bach there explains as follows. V'taymo shel Rav Amram. Midi dehavi amisha shachach lehispalel. He says, Rabbeinu Amram draws his conclusion from the halacha by tefillah. That the same way by tefillah we have only a makeup for somebody who forgot it b'shogeg or b'ones, so too by Kiddush, only someone who forgot b'shogeg or b'ones has a makeup, but someone who is mazed does not have the opportunity to do that. What does the Rambam understand? Why does the Rambam say, even if you were amazed Friday night, you're able to make Kiddush on Shabbos day? Explains the Bach. Delo dami l'tfilah. This is not the same as tfilah. Says the Rambam, when it comes to Kiddush, your mitzvah, the time for the mitzvah is the entire duration of Shabbos. If you'd say it Shabbos day, that's not a makeup for Friday night. That is still the Iker Zman HaChiyuv. That is when Kiddush is supposed to be recited. So most of us take care of our obligation on Friday night. But if you didn't take care of it on Friday night, your obligation still lingers Shabbos morning, and you're just as obligated Shabbos morning as you were Friday night, and therefore the Rambam says, whether you're a shogeg, an ones, or a mazid, under any circumstances, you have a right to make it up the next day And you do not have to worry about a tashlumen for a mezid like we would be by a tefillah. However, the Rambam says, when it comes to tefillah, if somebody intentionally decides they're not going to daven mincha, somebody says, I'm not interested, I'm too busy, I don't want to take out of my schedule to daven mincha, and then by Ma'ariv they decide to make it up, there, that is clearly a tashlumen. That is clearly a makeup date, because the time span for davening mincha has already ended, and now you've entered into a new time span, which is the Zman of Tfilas Ma'ariv. So this is actually a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, writes along the same lines, trying to understand exactly what it means, why it is that the Rambam would say here that when it comes to a person who does this b'mezid, why is it that they have a makeup date? Now, one of the foremost Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, his name was the Maharam Shik, a very important Talmud, he writes, I don't really understand, because if this is really the understanding that the Rambam has in why you're able to make up Kiddush on Shabbos day, because Shabbos day is also the Iker Zman HaChiyuv, nothing has changed from Friday night to Shabbos day, well then ask the Maharam Shik, why would that not be the same with regard to Havdalah? What if somebody does not make Havdalah on Matzai Shabbos? So as we know, you have an opportunity to make up Havdalah on Sunday morning, or even later in the week. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But in a situation where a person was amazed, Matzai Shabbos came, and I said, I have to run to the movie, I have something that I'm busy with tonight, and I'm not interested in saying Havdalah, and I'm not going to wait around for everybody else, and he's been amazed. He deliberately decides that he doesn't want to do the mitzvah of Havdalah. In such a case, the Rambam writes, you don't have a makeup on Sunday. Tashlumen on Sunday is only for somebody who is a shogeg or an ones on Matzai Shabbos. But if you were amazed, why is it that the Rambam writes clearly that a person does not have an opportunity to make up Havdalah on Sunday morning? Shouldn't that be the same as the mitzvah of Kiddush? And the Chasam Sofer tries to explain what the difference should be. Maybe it should be the same, maybe it should be different, but it's a very good question that is asked. And I did see a very fascinating question. There's a sefer called the Piskei Tshuva, not to be confused with the Piskei Tshuvos, that's a contemporary sefer. The Piskei Tshuva was a sefer written in Europe, and it has letters from the Rogatchover and many other Gedolim in there. The Ger Rebbe has some letters in there. So there in the Piskei Tshuva, he has the following suffix. And I think it's a very thought-provoking question. He says, what happens if you have the situation that we had this past Shabbos? And a person, for whatever reason, didn't say Kiddush on Friday night. He was a shogeg, he was an ones, according to the Rambam, he was a mezid. He didn't say Kiddush Friday night. Now it comes Shabbos day and he realizes, I have an obligation to recite Kiddush. So in a case like that, he says, he wakes up Shabbos morning and he wants to have a coffee. Is he allowed to have a coffee without making Kiddush? Well, let's think about it. When you say Kiddush, the Gemara says, it has to be Kiddush b'makom su'uda. You have to say Kiddush right before you're about to eat a meal. You cannot just have Kiddush lingering in the air and say Kiddush and then move on. You have to say Kiddush as it is going to be attached to a su'uda that comes afterward. So he said, you're not really allowed to have a meal before davening Shabbos morning. So he says, obviously you're not allowed to say Kiddush Shabbos morning because you wouldn't be able to eat after that. So he says, you're going to have to wait till Shabbos, you come home from shul, and then you're going to make the Friday night Kiddush, and you're going to have the meal. So he says, would I be able to have a coffee on Shabbos morning before davening because I haven't yet said Kiddush from Friday night? I thought that was a very thought-provoking question. And it's an interesting suffix because, as we know, you're allowed to drink water, you're allowed to have a tea, you're allowed to have a coffee before davening. You're not allowed to have a meal before davening. Breakfast is something that we don't allow before davening, and we certainly wouldn't allow it on Shabbos morning. And in a case like that, he says, what would you do in a case like this, where you have not yet fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush? And generally we say, before you make Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat anything. But on Friday night, here in this case, you haven't yet said Kiddush because you forgot. So what is a person supposed to do in a situation like that? Is there any way around it? I find that to be a thought-provoking question. But he goes back and forth to figure out whether or not this is something that is an acceptable practice, or perhaps it would be something that we would absolutely reject. The Magen Avraham does point out what happens. I know we're a little bit far ahead from Pesach, but the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafai and Gimel writes, what happens if a person, for whatever reason, you had a Hatzalah call, you ended up in the hospital, you weren't able to make Kiddush on Leil Pesach. So you didn't have a Seder, you didn't do anything. And the Magen Avraham there says, what is a person supposed to do? Do you have an opportunity for Tashlumin on Pesach morning? So I wake up in the morning, I go to shul, and then I realize last night I spent the whole night in the hospital. I was busy doing a Dvar Mitzvah, whatever it may have been, and I just totally neglected the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Matzah, of Marah, of everything. So what am I supposed to do the next morning? Well, obviously, he says, you don't have an opportunity to make up Matzah and Marah and Seder and all of that because he says, it says, Ba'erev Tochlu Matzah, your obligation is at night, and you have to do it while you have matzah and mara, and you have to do the Haggadah while the matzah and mara is with you, so obviously there's no makeup for that. However, he says, when it comes to Kiddush, writes the Magen Avraham, he sees no reason why we wouldn't have a makeup for the Kiddush of Leil Pesach, the same way we have a makeup for Kiddush on every Shabbos. If somebody forgets on a Friday night to say Kiddush, they have the opportunity to say it on Shabbos day. And therefore, writes the Magen Avraham, if somebody Pesach night, for whatever reason, does not have the opportunity to recite any of the parts of the Magid, any of the parts of the Leil HaSeder, doesn't eat matzah, doesn't eat maror, one thing you are able to make up, says the Magen Avraham, is the Kiddush from the beginning of Leil HaSeder, because that would be no different than Kiddush that is recited any Shabbos, and the same way we have a makeup by Shabbos, so too we have a makeup by every Yom